Hello again and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。今天酒馆里有一个新客人。We have in our studio a new guest speaker, and he's actually from Italy. Welcome, Andrea.
Ciao a tutti, benvenuti in questa trasmissione. Io sono Andrea.
Ciao. Andrea is here to talk to us about Italian culture, especially focusing on food and drink. Fun topic.First of all, would you like to give us a little bit of your background? For example, where in Italy are you originally from?
Okay, my region is called Lombardy. Mm-hmm. That is the most famous city of Lombardy is Milano, mm-hmm. Milan. And it's situated in the central north of Italy.
Mm. And which part of
Lombardy?
Lombardy. Which part of Lombardy are you from? And what is that region like?
Okay, I come from a small town called Bergamo,
mm-hmm.
that is in the center of Lombardy,
mm-hmm.
and is beside the mountains, not a mountain region, but really close to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very natural area, very rich. It's actually one of the richest cities in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so very hardworking people and, very simple as well.
Mm. And you have been in China for...
6 years now.
6 years, wow.
Okay, 6 years in Beijing. The first time I came here was 9 years ago, and I liked the experience quite a lot, and so I decided to come back. I came back after 2 years, so I'm here since 2014 now.
Mm. Wow. I think one thing that when I think of Italy, I go to Italy quite often, and I really love the country. And partially the reason is that I love the food and wine culture. I think this is one thing that we do share, we do have in common, that Italy and China, we're both big on food.
Exactly.
So does food and drink play a big part in Italian life?
Sure, one of the best social moments for Italy. So usually when you invite friends or relatives for lunch or for dinner, this is very important. And eating good food and eating a lot is, and of course, coupling good wine as well, is very central in our culture.
Mm. If you invite people to your home for a home-cooked meal, who's usually doing the cooking? In a family?
Well, in the family is the mother, the Italian mother, of course, preparing the food, and she's like the queen of the house, of course. So she manages everything.
It's a large feast, plates after plates.
Exactly, exactly. It's the Italian kitchen has an order, and it's quite strict as an order. So you go from the appetizer, then the first dish, second dish. So you don't mix usually some flavors like fish and meat together, or better, you can also have it in the same meal. But you need between the two dishes, meat and fish, maybe you need to eat some kind of ice cream that is called sorbet.
Sorbet. Mm-hmm.
That is made with lemon.
Like to clean the taste.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So then you can enjoy another flavor that can be actually wasted or covered by the flavor of the dish before.
Ah, 所以就是两道菜之间，如果是先吃肉后吃鱼，中间为了让嘴巴里那个味道，就是把前面的味道去除掉，会吃这种比较清淡的，就 sorbet 是一种，就是一种像水冰一样的冰淇淋，叫 cleanse the palate， 就是把你的这个嘴漱一漱，然后再往下进行。By the way, when you're talking about wine pairings, this is very interesting. Because in China, when we go out to eat or stay at home to eat, we usually just drink all the types of drinks at the same time, or we stick with one particular drink. Either we drink beer or we drink baijiu. But in Italy, it sounds like you have different stages and you drink different types of wine. So could you maybe give us a detailed combing through, starting with aperitivo?What?
Aperitivo, yes. Mm. Aperitivo, appetizer is just some small food, just to, stimulate your appetite.
Ah, 就是唤起你的食欲，刺激你的食欲. So what do you drink then as a aperitif.
Okay, the rule, general rule is you go from the low grade of alcohol to the higher grade of alcohol along the meal. So usually you start with the lower grade of alcohol, and aperitivo is usually coupled with prosecco.
Oh, prosecco is like aperitif. 这个是酒精度就比较低的，是吧？酒精度比较低一点。那酒精度比较低，先喝这个 prosecco 是一种起泡酒，意大利的起泡酒。等一下我们会再说到。And this is with your appetizer, 前菜。
Exactly.
And then you go into like say meat dish.Main course? You don't call it main
usually
course.
Usually, after an appetizer, there is a primo, that is called...
first course.
First course, exactly. Mm-hmm. First course is usually pasta. So...
oh, wow, you start with pasta.
Exactly. We start after appetizer, usually there is pasta. Yeah.
This is so different, because in Chinese, we would think pasta, 就是像这种意大利面感觉是 staple food, 主食。We usually put that towards the end after you eat all the meat and dish.
Yes, let's say that our 主食 is the bread, actually. Let's say usually it's not nutritionally correct to couple pasta and bread because both are...
carb.
Yeah, carbohydrates. Yeah. So you don't couple it. And usually you don't eat pasta with bread. But maybe we use it to do...Scarpetta. That means that we just dip the bread. When we finish the pasta, we dip the bread in the pasta sauce because it's, we think that's the good part. And so you don't want to miss any of the
essence.
Yeah, exactly.
but that is only the first course.
Exactly.
And what do you drink with that, with the first course?
Well, it depends. In this case, about the sauce. So if it's a meat sauce, you drink red wine, usually. And if it's a fish sauce, you couple with a white wine. But then it also depends on other rules that are too technical now.
Yeah, but this is the basics. 什么红酒、红肉、白酒、白肉，这是最基本的。但是现在有很多 variations.
Yes, yes.
And...Second course?
Second course, okay, the general rule remains the same. So usually it can be the same wine, or you can couple something a bit stronger. The second dish is usually what is usually called a main course in other kind of cuisines.
So second dish, and then you have more wine. Second dish, I'm assuming it's kind of fish...Or meat.
Yes, this depends on the region and a bit more heavy in the north and is more based on red meat. And in the center south, it's called the Mediterranean cuisine. So it's more...
lighter.
Yeah, lighter. So vegetables and fish.
And after second course, are we getting to things like dessert?
Exactly. And so dessert usually is coupled with a sweet wine and with a high...
high alcohol content.
Exactly.
酒精度更高. That is called... What is that called? Dessert wine.
Yeah, dessert wine.
Exactly. Dessert wine. And there is a concept that I've heard. It's called digestif. It's like the strong alcohol that you drink.Towards the end of the meal to help you digest, 就是这种助消化的最后那一杯酒就比较烈的。When do you drink that? That's not dessert wine, is it?
No, because after the dessert, there is the coffee.
Well.
Coffee means the end of the meal. And so, well, usually you drink coffee just after lunch. But it depends. Let's say it depends on the region.Usually coffee is lighter in the north of Italy and it is a little bit longer and it's very short and very strong in the south of Italy. And you couple it with some digestive, can be made of herbs usually, very alcoholic, or a grappa that is not made by herbs but still made with grapes like wine.
Grappa is kind of like the Italian brandy.
Exactly, something like this, we can say this.
It's a bit sweet and very, very strong.
Exactly.
I'm quite curious as to how can people handle so much alcohol throughout one meal and so many different types of alcohol?
Well, usually if it's a big event in Italy, it can last hours.
Ah, so you space it out.
Yeah, and then you don't, let's say you drink maybe one glass per each kind of wine, maybe not even an entire glass, let's say, just some kind of small quantity just to taste the wine and couple it with the food.
I've noticed one part of Italian food and wine culture that I found very interesting. Years ago when I was in Italy, I went to an event. It was a friend who's hosting. It's kind of just called aperitivo. It's just people gathering around the fountain. They all hold drinks and they just chatting away. Is that it very Italian or is it just something they made for us tourists?
No. It's very Italian. Usually after work, you can just meet with friends before dinner. So that's why aperitivo, appetizer. Or now it's very, how to say, very trendy also to eat during aperitivo. So you just eat something lighter maybe, and then you go home and you don't eat anymore because anyway you're already full. But this is a very social, important social event in Italy. You gather just in some open air place, or also during the winter, you just go in some bar to meet friends and drink aperitivo that usually is a prosecco or a spritz or some
something sparkling.
Exactly. And you couple it with some appetizer, some small food, let's say.
So in today's episode, we have talked to Andrea about Italian food and wine. In the next episode, we're going to continue this topic and explore more about this fascinating culture. 听了这一集意大利风情满满的节目，想不想来尝尝我和 Andrea 在节目里聊到的意大利起泡酒 Prosecco？ 酒馆铺子全新推出来自意大利著名产区威尼托的 Prosecco， 140年历史的传统家族酒庄出品，入口温润芬芳，充满活力的气泡口感，是来自意大利阳光的味道。上新期间，酒馆铺子更有美丽尝鲜价以及买四赠二的超值活动，赶快添加酒馆公众号露露的英文小酒馆，搜索酒馆铺子，我们把最纯正的意大利味道送到你身边。别忘了关注我们的公众号露露的英文小酒馆，来酒馆听最有趣的文化，看更广阔的世界。我 see you next time. Bye.